You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. A wave has been slowly and quietly starting to gather momentum in parts of California over the past week or so. More employees are heading back to offices, restaurants, and other workplaces as counties around the state get the go-ahead to reopen more businesses after the coronavirus shutdown. For many people, it's a very welcome step toward returning to some semblance of what we think of as everyday life. But for some folks, it's also bringing fears and concerns to the surface. Dr. Michael Wilkes, a professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis, says there are lots of factors to be addressed when it comes to how the disease is spread.
There are lots of issues that companies and employers are going to need to figure out. You know, the environment, how do you design it? Intensified cleaning and disinfection, social distancing, telework, and cancellation of travel, meetings where you seat people 6 feet apart. You know, there's also going to need to be discussions around what to do when people are sick and establishing routines around health checks and monitoring absenteeism and creating flexibility for time off policies. I think in all of this, the Centers for Disease Control has not been providing the kinds of guidance they should. It has actually been a big disappointment for me. You know, the offices, office buildings or shops just aren't built for what we're going to be asking them to do. Cubicles are close, air is stagnant. You know, there are things like shared equipment that people don't really think about, but, you know, photocopiers that we push the buttons on and faxes and coffee machines that everybody touches and uses. And then you've got bathrooms, and bathrooms aren't built for social distancing, even coming in and going out of the bathroom door.
Are there also issues related to how people interact? Is there need for negotiation there?
Certainly little things need to change. You know, we're no longer going to be shaking hands. Maybe the tie bow at the waist is going to become the new norm. There are other nonverbal behaviors that we take for granted. For example, in my office regularly, students and staff come in to sit down and chat. That's no longer going to be possible. Many businesses considered interactions between people one of their greatest assets, right? Blue sky meetings and creativity, and how are they going to do that? And as fewer people attend meetings, who gets to come and who has to connect electronically? You know, and I think that while we're talking about the COVID virus, there are other issues clearly that we're not talking about with race and Black Lives Matter and justice. The bottom line is that there are going to be conflicts in the office, and that we need to learn and remind ourselves about respect and communication and empathy.
How about peer pressure? I could imagine that could be a significant factor here.
It is. People have different levels of comfort and vulnerabilities around risk of COVID. We all act differently, and we want to be protected in different ways. So yes, peer pressure can be both good and bad. I had a patient this weekend who went to a religious gathering and wanted to wear a mask, but nobody else was wearing one, so she didn't, and now she regrets it, and she's got a cough, and you know, she is got sort of a mask remorse, I guess. So peer pressure is complicated, and peer groups can create strong expectations to fit in. You know, of course, peer pressure can work in a positive way as well. If everyone is wearing a mask, others are sort of indirectly pressured to wear one as well.
One of the things many people point to as sort of a reassurance is testing. Can employers require all workers to get tested for COVID-19?
Employers have a tough job, right? They need to balance avoiding upsetting employees. They don't want to violate health privacy laws about people's personal health. They also want to respect the personal rights of people, but they also need to protect their workplace. So one person's right not to be COVID tested tramples on another person's right not to work in an unsafe environment. And part of this is remembering that you can be contagious several days before you have symptoms and several days before you test positive. So testing is not a perfect answer. Testing and asking questions about symptoms may be the best we have, but I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that a person can decline to be tested. If you as an employer suspect somebody has COVID-like illness, the employee can be told to self-isolate for 7 days and come in if they're symptom-free. But this is a situation that's evolving. I mean, I think that what's most clear to me is that a person who tests positive can't be by law forbidden or fired because they have the illness. That's a no-go. But the whole testing thing, I think, is still an evolution.
Dr. Michael Wilkes is a professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.